Next, please.
Item 909, request of Helgi Olofsson to address council regarding Portland Puddle Jumper Youth Triathlon and Fun Runs.
Come on up. Good morning.
How are you this morning?
Good.
Great. It's been a very interesting experience so far, I have to say.
Well, good. Glad you're here.
I am an endurance athlete with an autoimmune arthritis called ankylosing spondylitis. It involves fusion of the joints, and I kind of go around North America and race and raise awareness for arthritis and promote exercise as medicine. So back in January of this year, I decided to start Portland Puddle Jumper, which is a youth triathlon benefiting juvenile arthritis in the Portland area. And so our nonprofit partner is Randall Children's Hospital. And so basically I just wanted to come in front of City Council and kind of let you all know that this is happening in North Portland, and it's a great opportunity for the youth to kind of start forming healthy habits, you know, getting outside, enjoying Mother Nature, being a part of exercise. And there's so many kids that have arthritis and people don't even know about it. So another side of this thing is that it's an educational experience involving seminars on juvenile arthritis at Randall Children's Hospital the day before the race. So I'm kind of requesting to see if there's any way that the City Council can help advocate for us and bring this to a more visible light, because I'm just one guy and I have a race committee and all these things, but you guys are very powerful, in my opinion, and you have the leads that I don't, really. So Portland Puddle Jumper will have 474 youth participants and about 1,000 spectators in the Portland area. As you know, concern for the city, Lombard will be shut down partially, but it's basically the lane will move into the turn lane will be the northbound lane, and the southbound lane will be just the way, and then the bikers will be coming around that property there, as you see on the back of the map. I don't really know if there's much else I can say about the race, except I think that it's a great opportunity, and if anybody knows any kids or people that want to get involved and volunteer, we have a website, portlandpuddlejumper.com, and everything is on there. Also, if anybody's interested, we're selling 300 lunches tomorrow as a benefit for this race at Western Bike Works from 11:30 to 2:30. And they're prepared by me. I'm a MasterChef food judge. I work for MasterChef as well. And it's going to be a great opportunity to come and get some food and support the kids. So
it's like a great event. The Parks Commissioner looks like she has an idea or two to suggest.
Well, it's portlandpuddlejumper.com. Is that what you said? It's when is the race happening?
It's on September 28th.
September 28th. And is registration still open?
Yes, it's open until September 21st. So we're really actually kind of under the gun, because building the race has been very tough, being that it's an inaugural event. We just got into the positive with our budget, so now the focus is really to fill the race up. So we really need youth participants as much as possible.
One suggestion I'd make there, I don't know if you're going to make some more, but I ran into a friend of yours last night, Roy Pittman, the amazing youth coach at the sister community center just down the road at Peninsula Park, and I'd urge you to stop by and see Roy there at that community center, because if there was one person who could put you in touch with more kids than anyone else, I suspect it would be him. And he's taught wrestling in particular to thousands of kids at that community center. But just in terms of networking for people that are plugged into the youth system in the city, he and the folks at Youth Services and Parks and Recreation probably will be a great resource for you.
Happy to help with that.
Okay, sure. So how would we connect?
Tim Crail in my office is the Parks Operations Policy Advisor. So if you could you could stop by right now and talk to him if you like. If he's there, I'm not sure if he may be at a meeting.
And you said his name was Tim?
Tim Crail.
Tim Crail.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, good luck
much.
With the event. That's
I
great.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You very much.
Thanks.